Hi, this is John Barber from IDW Publishing. You are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello and welcome to an all-new generation of All Things Transformers. I'm Steve Megatron, and joining me is TFG1 Mike. Today we're going to be talking over some of the news and notes, and then have a Transformers topic to talk about. So it's time to transform and transcend here on All Things Transformers.
Why are you using a weird voice?
Because reasons.
Okay. So, San Diego Comic-Con just kind of happened last week. Actually, 2 weeks ago. The 17th to the 21st of July was San Diego Comic-Con out there in San Diego, California. And holy hell, Hasbro and HasLab announced and showed off War for Cybertron Unicron. This thing is massive.
You belong to me, no?
Yeah. It's a little insane to be.
I mean, everyone was like, oh.
I mean, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool, but it's, yeah, it's.
I don't know who can afford these type of things.
Yeah. So this is a HasLab kind of Kickstarter thing. It's not like,
it's not an officially sanctioned.
No. Hasbro Pulse, HasLab. It's part of Hasbro, but instead of it's kind of like how Mattel was
Maddie Collector.
Yeah, well, actually, it's Super 7 now. But yeah, but it was kind of like how Mattel was trying to get Snake Mountain made. And the only way that they could do that is if people plop down $600 in a Kickstarter campaign, because that's what it was going to cost to get the Snake Mountain playset. This is kind of along the same thing, but it's basically a 2.5 foot tall Unicron in planet mode and robot mode, and the product images of this are just amazing.
I mean, it's highly detailed, and it's much better than the Unicron trilogy one that we foresaw in the past.
Mm-hmm.
If you scroll down a little bit in the comments, there's a funny one that says, "For a time, I considered sparing your wretched little bank accounts, but now you shall witness its dismemberment."
Yep. Yeah, I saw that. That was hilarious. Yeah, I mean, it's very cool. Most of the comments that I'm seeing have nothing to do with what the price is. It's more of, where am I going to put that thing? Like, that's what everyone I keep talking to keeps saying to me. Like, I don't have room for a 2.5 foot tall Unicron. And everything about this thing looks amazing. All of the images are just super cool. I'm actually on the campaign page right now. If you go to the campaign page, in planet mode, the teeth around the center of basically his mouth, you know, how he eats planets, all those little teeth open, so that's highly detailed. Just everything about it is so friggin' cool.
Does it come with planet-smashing hands?
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm being facetious.
No, I mean, the hand, like, I'm looking at a picture. It's funny you even say that. I'm looking at the last picture on this thing, and his hand is friggin' huge. It's crazy. It's awesome. very, very cool. Like, you know, if you had, like, a little mini planet Cybertron or something, he could basically crush it under his foot. Just so everyone knows for the campaign here, funding ends in 31 days as of this recording. Their target is $8,000. They've got 2,081 backers currently. So there's been a lot of people backing this thing. And if you go to the campaign page, which will be linked in the show notes, there's actually a video that they have on here that shows off stuff, and they show off like the stages of development in this and what it's going to look like. Obviously, we see the product pictures, but we see also the design parts of it and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's super cool.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I mean, I could never see you spending an obscene amount of money on one toy.
Yeah, for those that want to be in the know here, this is $575 for Unicron. And honestly, for what it is, that's not a bad price, because the Snake Mountain playset that I mentioned, that was $600. So, I mean, this is a very large-scale thing. This is not something that Hasbro Pulse, HasLab, whatever. This is not something they can go to Walmart and say, hey, you want to put this on your shelves? Kind of a thing.
It's almost like they're doing like DLC in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're purposely like, oh, let's do a Kickstarter for something that clearly we have a prototype for. You know, it's like, we're not going to mass produce it. We just spent all this money and molding and development because we're going to really mass release it afterward.
Yeah,
I don't know. But either way, like, and this could just be the poor person in me talking, or this could be just the lack of nostalgia. I don't care to spend $600. Like, honestly, like, anything over $100 is a bit ridiculous for any of them. Just, you know, hear me out. I can buy an electronic. I can upgrade my entire computer for the cost of this one figure.
Right.
Like, it's not even for something that's going to sit on a shelf and do absolutely nothing. It, you know, I'll download the picture and print it out and put it on my wall, and it'll do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's not cool, but it's the same type of mentality. If I'm going to have it sit on a shelf, I might as well just print out a large version of the picture and have it sit on my wall in that capacity and not spend the $600.
See, that's the thing. Like, not all of us who are, well, I'm 6 or 7 months away from being 40 years old as of this recording. You know, not all of us have super disposable income. I mean, even those of us that have, you know, hardworking, decent paying jobs, you have bills, you have, you know, in your case, you guys have kids, you know, and all the money that comes with, you know, taking care of, you know, I don't mean to say taking, you know what I'm talking about, yep. You know, all the money that goes into supporting your children and, you know, getting them clothes or feeding them or, you know, making sure they have a decent education, making sure you're setting stuff aside for their not all of us are 40, 50 year olds that are still living in mom's basement that have, you know, gobs and gobs of cash that they're just sitting on. You know, even though I don't work like a full-time job kind of a thing because of my disabilities and all that, it's like, you know, back in 2006, 2007, when I was still able to work, sure, I'll go on eBay and drop $110 on 1984 Optimus Prime because I hadn't had the damn thing in so long or whatever. I don't have that disposable income anymore. You know.
See, I've never had the disposable income. I've just had to barter things I already owned.
Right.
To make it happen.
Basically that they are assuming, I'm assuming that they're assuming, which makes us all asses, that most of the fans.
Only you and me. Oh, wait, not.
Funny. You know, that they're assuming that most of the fans have this kind of money to put on this thing. And, like you said, is it very cool? Absolutely. Like I said, I don't know where in the heck I would put the dang thing, because it's such a big space consumption kind of thing. Like, I don't know. But it is very cool. I do hope a few people can get their hands on one. Who knows? I think it's great that they're doing it. I just don't think that at almost $600, it's...
It'll be like the USS Bragg.
Yeah.
Or Flag. Not Bragg. USS Flag for G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be the... It will be the bragging rights. So, you know, oh, I have enough disposable income. I can throw it away and buy a $500 action figure. But I don't see that many people, even the hardcore ones, really picking it up.
Mm.
I mean, I see some that are just like completionists that like up the wazoo that they have to have it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the general fan. I mean, let's put it this way. If I could have afforded it, I would have had Beast Wars Megatron Masterpiece.
Right.
But again, he's like $325. And honestly, that's half the bridge to my computer. So it's not, would I like to have it because it's Megatron and I can do the voice? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Would I spend that kind of money? No.
No.
I mean, I would trade my Optimus Primal masterpiece for it in a heartbeat, but...
Right.
But, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, no.
It's just disposable income I don't have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I've seen Bumblebee. We're not going to go into a complete review of that. In this episode, maybe next time. But I have seen it. I enjoyed it more than any of the original, any of the previous five films. I think they finally got robot on robot action battles and all that stuff on Cybertron. They did that. Like, it almost looked like the War for Cybertron video game in live action form. So... Saw that finally.
I did see that. It wasn't that bad, to be honest.
No, it was actually pretty good. I mean, I like the story.
It was, and I don't know, the transformations, the modes, the everything was very true to like G1.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
And I noticed there's more design, more paint apps, more less robot bits. Like,
yep, no kibble.
Yeah, and it's not even the kibble part. Like, if you look at Bayformer Optimus Prime, you can see his insides. You look at this Optimus Prime, or even this Bumblebee, you can see a little bit of the inner workings of the CGI of the robot. But mainly, it's, you know, his yellow coat, his this, his that, whatever. But I did enjoy the film. I am not currently watching any of the current Transformers cartoon stuff.
I watched it up to a certain point on Cyberverse. I think the first like 8 episodes or something. And then I just totally forgot about it.
Yeah.
I think it was around the time I got laid off. And then I was kind of like, eh, I don't care. something that I find interesting, though, is that they're doing a prequel comic to the 84 comic that I collected from Marvel.
Yes,
and Simon Furman and
Guido
Giddy, or
no, it, just let me do it. Getting to the comics, the August 2019 solicitations, Transformers 84 number 0. It's Simon Furman on writing, Guido Giddy on art and colors. All new prequel to the original 84 Transformers number 1, celebrating 35 years of Transformers. War has gripped the planet Cybertron, but even a deadlier threat looms, an asteroid belt powerful enough to destroy the metal world, unless Autobot Field Commander Optimus Prime and his heroic recruits can clear a path for the planet, but what other motivations does Prime have for this mission, and how does it tie to a secret on Earth in the 11th century? This is a $4.99 book. As I said, it's coming out.
Is it a one-shot?
No, it's an all-new series. Oh. It's an all-new ongoing.
Okay.
It's celebrating 35 years of the brand. It basically it's reuniting Simon and Guido from Regeneration 1. As far as I know, it's an ongoing. I don't think
I was going to say, they continue the Marvel Comics run with the Generation 1 from issue 81 to 100, because they ended with 80, like, way back in the 80s and early 90s, and that was it. Left it kind of on a cliffhanger, and then they had Generation 2 come out, and that was a 12-issue shot. And it was a little different, too. I mean, it was Furman, and they had somebody else drawing it, but it was a little bit different. But the Marvel run kind of went all over the place. Back when it was out, I mean, you had Spider-Man in it. You had, you know, various other comics that crossed over quite often. But you also had, like, I guess I don't get the appeal of going back, like, doing a prequel to something that we already know the outcome to the whole thing.
Yeah. Especially. I guess it's
like
mainly
when it doesn't, if they're going to the 11th century, it doesn't make sense either, because they make it sound like they were dormant, and then there was like a one-off comic where they were like, oh, Prime and all of his crew woke up during the 11th century, during, you know, the Knights of the Round Table, and then were deactivated again. So it's just, I don't know, it's kind of weird.
It might be a one shot. I'm trying to see. I thought I saw it was going to be more. I really did. I thought I saw that it was going to be, maybe it is. I thought it was a new series. The other solicitations are not showing it to me, so I'm not sure. I don't know. For someone who didn't read Regeneration 1.
I mean, either way, I'm kind of interested.
Yeah, yeah. Again, it's one of those things where, hey, go back and do a prequel or whatever kind of thing. You know, if it is a one-shot, great. If it becomes more, sure, fine. You know, cool. Also, coming in August, we've got Transformers Ghostbusters number 3 of 5. Eric Burnham, Dan Schoening on writing and art. Ghosts of Cybertron Part 3, the 3rd or 5th anniversary meeting between Transformers and Ghostbusters continues. Ectotron came to Earth and found a situation far more complicated than he was expecting, which means Optimus Prime is going to need to be brought into the picture. But until Optimus can arrive, Ectotron takes the opportunity to join the Ghostbusters on a case and observe the paranormal. And don't forget about the ghost of Starscream. This is a $3.99 book. This is, as I said, 3 of 5. So this is a 5-issue miniseries. Bullet points on this. Prime gets slimed, featuring brand new Autobot Ectotron and other crossover surprises. Written and illustrated by longtime fan favorite Ghostbusters creative team of Eric Burnham and Dan Schoening, with Luis Antonio Delgado on colors. It has 5 action-packed interconnecting covers from series artist Dan Schoening, which I've seen the full cover to that. It's so cool. So very, very cool. So that's what's coming in August for comics. In September, I'm really excited for this. Transformers Galaxies number 1. Now, as everyone may or may not know, the IDW universe that had been going on for the last 13 years ended with Optimus Prime Volume 5. And they've rebooted the universe. It's a whole bold new era. Someone else is writing it. There's other artists that are on the main Transformers ongoing now. This Transformers Galaxies is going to be an anthology series. It's going to kind of tie into the main ongoing, but from what I understand, you can read this without having to read the main ongoing. It is written by Tyler Blazinski. I'm sorry if I killed your last name there, Tyler. Livio Remondelli is on art. Cybertron, a planet of vast beauty and extraordinary cities, wasn't always so perfect. After the war against the Threefold Spark, Cybertron was decimated, and Nubots, the Constructicons, emerged to help rebuild it grander and more amazing than ever before. But where are these bots now? Why have they been erased from Cybertron's history? And what are they planning to do about it? Find out in Constructicons Rising, Part 1. This is a $3.99 book, 32 pages. I'm really excited about this because I don't remember the last time the Constructicons starred in anything. I know they had certain roles in the IDW universe that I said that it ended, but putting the spotlight on them, I'm really going to enjoy.
They were more important in the Dreamwave comics. that was the last time they actually were like something.
Yep. So I'm very excited about that. Continuing on with Transformers Ghostbusters number 4 of 5 is coming out in September as well. $3.99 book. The Ghostbusters and their Autobot allies search the greater New York City area for the missing ghost of Starscream and discover something much worse has been drawn to Earth. Can our heroes overcome this evil ectoplasmic entity before it utterly annihilates everything in order to achieve its ends? Find out in the penultimate chapter of this team-up for the ages. So that's going to be very, very cool, yep. And then Ghostbusters 5 and then Galaxies 2 for October. Transformers Ghostbusters number 5, Ghost of Cybertron part 5, out of the frying pan and into the fire. Starscream isn't the only ghostly Decepticon in the universe, or on Earth. Megatron has manifested and he's hungry for vengeance, and he's not particular about what he has to destroy to get it. Autobots, Decepticons, and the Boys in Gray, too. The 35th anniversary celebration of Transformers and Ghostbusters ends here. $3.99 book for that. Transformers Galaxy number 2, same creative team as earlier. Constructicons Rising Part 2. The Constructicons are training. They know their time is coming. They're almost ready to stand at their once glorious height. They just need a sign and some energon. When a mysterious benefactor arrives promising to provide both, how can the Constructicons resist? Very, very cool. I wasn't sure where or what was going to happen after IDW ended the current universe with what they were doing with John Barber writing Optimus Prime and James Roberts writing Lost Light at the time. And I have yet to read the new ongoing. I'm waiting for the trade on that to do so. Again, much like Unicron, I hear that it is a very mixed bag. Some people say it's not that great. Some people say it's going to take time to get used to. Because again, they ended their first universe and they're beginning a whole new one. So it's going to take time for the story to develop. It's going to take time for them to get the new readers in. It's not just us that are holdovers from the previous universe.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on in Transformers comics from now until October. There are other things that are coming out as well, but I wanted to focus on Transformers Ghostbusters and Transformers Galaxies. Obviously, 84 number 0 as well. So this podcast is 11 years old now. God.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Don't forget, Megatron, this is your life.
Bah! No, it is not.
Yes, it is. And I know we haven't had a lot of episodes this year, folks, but we've both just had a lot of life going on.
Devastators? Why are there devastators? What kind of a vegetable is that? A devastator?
What are you doing?
I was looking at Devastator. It was a joke I had 5 minutes ago, and it just I didn't have an opening to use it, and so I was just like, I'm going to interrupt him, do it anyway.
You leave his tater tots alone.
Yes. Devastators.
Tots.
Tater tots. Yes. God. Those are like minicons.
Oh, no. Oh. I can never eat tater tots again, you jackass.
It's tiny minicon potatoes.
Ew. It's throttle potatoes.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Stop it. yeah, so...
It's taters, Megatron.
Waspinator. So we've both had life happening to us. You have moved from Michigan to Colorado with the entire family. I had brain surgery in May of this year, so yay, I'm not going to die. Anyone looks up the reason why Tim Conway passed away, that's essentially what I had. Basically, he died of water on the brain. Mine was not water on the brain. It was... We all have... fluid on our brains, but I guess over the years I've had a buildup of excess fluid, and unless they drained it, the doctors basically said, unless we do something right now, like tomorrow at the time, back in May, they're like, you know, your brain is basically pushing against your skull. That's why I was having such debilitating headaches. Like, I couldn't even sit here and write or record a podcast. Like, there was one, I mentioned this in some other podcast that we did. There was one of my daily blog posts when I was still doing it. Like, I basically had to find a way to wrap it up really quickly, publish it, and go to bed and turn all the lights off because I just could not handle it. But since the surgery, I'm doing much better. Very few, if any, headaches at all. It's just the rest of my body that's in disrepair. My back, my neck, my knees. I need $150,000, and I won't settle out of court for $20. So yeah, and honestly, outside of what I just talked about with the comics, certain comics that they're doing, like, I don't see anything currently in the Transformers franchise that's for me.
I can see that. I'm personally not involved anymore, and that's kind of why we haven't done this, in addition to the fact of life. Yeah. But it's also like... just can't afford any of it, so it just doesn't. And plus, I pretty much, before I moved, I pretty much went on a massive purge. Mm-hmm. And
very little survived.
I actually don't even have a Megatron figure anymore, but that's been like a while. Mm-hmm. It's kind of sacrilege there, but yeah, I've at some point I had to be like,
so long, Megatron.
Because the intent was to eventually get
Beast Wars Megatron Masterpiece.
Yeah, screen accurate. Yeah, but then I found out how much it was, and I was like, barf, nope.
Yep.
And so I'm like, I'll just stick with my screenshots. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, I'm within weeks of updating my computer, and so I'm salivating at getting it all up to date.
There you go. I mean, do we still love Transformers? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We do. It's not that we don't. Yeah, but not even that. Like I said, like, I don't know how. I know you're a Dreamwave guy. I can set you on a path if you
like Marvel too, though.
Right, and I understand that, but IDW has some of, if not the best current, because obviously they have the license for the brand, but like the stories that are told in the IDW books, the main ongoings, are really, really fun and cool and interesting. I think at least with this new thing that's coming with the Transformers Galaxies, just check it out. I'll have it on Comixology anyway, so it's not like, you know, whatever, but it's one of those things where it's like, the comics I'm still interested in with IDW, you know, I still like we said earlier, I like seeing the things like Unicron and Masterpiece Pictures and things like that. I have zero desire to own them. I'm not that interested in Cyberverse because it's not aimed at me. I think I watched one of the Hasbro YouTube videos that was like 10 minutes long, and it's a good cartoon. It's just not for us. It's for, you know, not that you specifically are going to do this, but, you know, it's for you to show Ian and Nolan at some point. That's basically Cyberverse is what G1 was for us. At least that's the way I think of it. But you know, if we have a topic, if we have something we're going to talk about, we will. But after 11 years, not saying the show has run its course, and it's not my show to make this decision, but we're never going to end this show. We'll have topics, we'll have things to talk about, but when we want to talk about it on our own, like, right now, podcasting for me is so, I'm lucky I have the pull bag going. Like, because, not just because of my brain surgery, but because of my other bodily issues that I have, like my knees and my this and my that, like, sitting here for any length of time doing anything, not just recording. Podcasting isn't just sit down and record. I have to, like, if I'm doing comics, I have to read the comic. I have to take notes. I have to this. I have to that. And it takes me generally a trade paperback or a collected edition is 5 issues. It can take me anywhere from 1 to 3 hours to read that. And after that time, it's like, okay, I gotta go lay down because my knee is killing me. Kind of a thing. We're getting old here, folks. At least I am.
Yeah, I'm getting there a little bit. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. I'm getting to that point where I'm kind of like, do I really care to carry on certain shows anymore? I mean, I still enjoy what I enjoy of it, but
and of course, The Voice. Yes.
I use it quite frequently now when I read books to my children, and I don't give them a choice because
the voice will come out and it will not be silence. No.
Yes. See, that's the thing. Like, when you first started this, you were, I think, aiming at a weekly show at one point or another.
I was doing it weekly.
Yeah, at one point or another, you ended up having it be every other week. For the longest time, we had it as every other week, and for a few moments in the middle there, we had it as weekly again. And honestly, because, like, I mentioned to you off-air, I went to look at tfw2005.com for some of the Unicron images from San Diego Comic-Con. I eventually had to go to the Transformers official Facebook page to find the images that we looked at, because I'm sorry, but TFW2005.com is nothing but page sponsors and ads and buy toys here, which, buy this here.
Which people will be happy to see. I've completely removed all of it from Geekcast Radio.
Yes, yes, you have.
Because, one, it was there really wasn't anything coming out of it. At all. And so it was a complete waste of space, and rather than steal real estate from people, and plus with all of the privacy laws and all of the things with people getting their information tracked from various things, whether it's ads, whether it's, you know, just things in general, I was like, you know, I'm not okay with it. And so, you know, we get the through people listening to the shows themselves. The website's going to be clean as long as I can handle it, because essentially the ads in the podcast pay for the website to stay up. And so that's kind of the way I see it, is once it's not doing that anymore, then I'll have to think something else up. But thankfully it's not that expensive to upkeep. But yeah, it's just yeah, I just I can't see doing their whole method. Plus, I believe their sites run off of like vBulletin, which is ancient. Yeah. It's yeah, they use. I mean, now you can do social logging on their site, but their site for a while there used because they use vBulletin for the. Their message boards, and I'm pretty sure all of it's like a CMS that's integrated. It's not WordPress, it's something else. So
I mean, like, look, did I love tfw2005.com for news back in the day? Absolutely, yes. But trying to find a news article on there without having to go to the second or third page, it whatever. I'm not trying to bag on the website. I'm just saying
I will.
Well,
bag.
Put a bag over its head, Jim. So, you know, it is what it is. So when we have something to talk about that's Transformers related outside of me and Ryan doing comic reviews or whatever, we'll come on and we'll talk about it. This podcast has been going on for 11 years. No one,
and even if I'm not on it, even if I'm not on it, someone will be present.
And like, the show's been going for 11 years, fairly consistently strong. I'm pretty certain the audience isn't going to mind. Like, the last episode we had was in March of this year, before now. So, you know, that's...
But the downloads are still, like, impressive.
Exactly. Thank you so much, folks, for listening to our past content.
Yes.
This is what I keep telling Steve about. Hey, if we ever have a point where something happens in our lives, we can just promote all of the past content, because that way we'll get more and more downloads still.
Now, granted, the only stuff in it that's evergreen content is when we did the countdowns. Or like when we were going to end it for B2.
Yep. Yep.
But,
I don't know. I just find that even 5 years ago, 5 years ago, there was more Transformer stuff out there for me to latch onto or get connected with. And now there's, like I said, like I keep saying, outside of the comics, there's essentially nothing for me to latch onto currently.
Pretty much.
It is what it is. But the brand shall, you know, soldier on.
So I think that about rounds it up.
Yes, it does. We ended on such a down note. That's what life is, a series of down endings.
It's a roller coaster.
Exactly.
Where's Astro Train when you need him?
I know, right?
Skylynx!
Oh god, don't.
Oh, that's horrible. Anyways. Thank you, as always, for listening to All Things Transformers. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, you can always do so in multiple ways. One of them is visiting geekcastradio.com. Be sure to comment on the episodes on there, please. Of course, there's lots of places to follow us. You can follow me on Twitter at SCP21 and yourself, sir.
At TFG and Mike.
So... until next time, we hope you enjoyed the Transformers talk today, as we love to talk Transformers. Join us next time for our next all-spark-worthy discussion here on All Things Transformers. Yes.
Time we considered sparing the wretched little planet Cybertron, but now we shall witness its dismemberment. Yes.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.